1, 2, 3, 4.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we come
from Alabama with the banjo on my knee.
Boom, 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 boom.
Going to Louisiana. A true love for to see.
Dum, 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 dum.
Rained all night the day I left. The weather it was dry.
Dum, 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 dum.
Sun so hot I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry.
Oh, chicken in the fried chicken.
Fried chicken and a whoop-a-doo.
There it is.
Fried chicken and...
Solved it.
Yeah, it's really just Oh Susanna. It's alternate universe Oh Susanna.
You know more words to Oh Susanna than I would have even guessed.
Wait, you don't know all the words to Oh Susanna?
I think all I know is like, come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. That's it.
Oh,
that's it.
And I didn't even get to the chorus.
Well, I think I know, Oh Susanna, don't you cry for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's all I know.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I don't know. I know the words. I don't know.
Well, trivia.
Yeah, well, I sang that because I was in Louisiana over the weekend.
And there's the tie-in
intro. I was like, what should I say? And then I was like, what's a thing I know with Louisiana? And it just, but then I realized it would be more compelling if I had gone to Alabama.
Right.
But I wasn't, but in the moment, I was like, I know a song with Louisiana in it, and I just sang it.
A song that references multiple states.
Yeah.
There you go. What if you had done... Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, and went all the way to Louisiana. And you were like, I was in Louisiana.
See, that would have been worse than singing Oh Susanna, right?
It would have been.
Okay,
but
good.
Maybe funnier payoff.
Maybe funnier. Damn it. Take it back.
Okay. Well, we're not going to do that. We'll just pretend you did.
Oh, okay.
Let's hear about Louisiana. What'd you do? How was it?
It was really lovely. Surprisingly. Because, okay, so here's the thing. I was telling co-workers of mine, I was going to Louisiana, and they were like, New Orleans? And I was like, no. And they were like, right, because you don't say you're going to Louisiana if you're going to New Orleans. You just say, I'm going to New Orleans.
That's very true. I never really thought about that.
So in not in the same way that you would say, like, I'm going to California, and there's like a million places you could possibly be talking about in California.
True.
But like, if you say you're going to Louisiana, everyone is like, oh, definitely not New Orleans.
Right.
So yeah, I was in Lafayette, Louisiana, visiting a friend of mine who is a professor at University of Louisiana Lafayette. And I did see like three alligators.
Three?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they keep them in a pond on campus.
That's scary. Is that like a security measure?
Well, they need better security because one of them got out and got all the way to the library.
Well, why have them in the first place? It's a college, not a zoo.
The biology department takes care of them.
Fence.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Called
that
fence.
Yes. That is the thing, is that there are multiple points along this pond that are like definitely low enough for an alligator to crawl out of. And I'm just like, who thought that this was okay? Like, you could just put a fence up. I don't know why they don't.
Okay.
I mean, I guess because they're happy to just be in their pond because people just come by and like give them food, you know?
I guess.
So like they don't need to go out and hunt things. There's a
billion
turtles.
But if one got to the library, then they're clearly hungry for learning now.
Yeah, it's just like, I want to learn.
My stomach's full, but my brain is empty.
I got to get edumacated. Teach me.
Got to learn the duodecimal system.
Decimal system.
See, that's how dumb they are. They think it's still in effect.
Yeah, they don't even know about computers.
Yeah,
it's crazy. But it's a beautiful campus.
I'm sure.
And the weather. So, in case people haven't heard, winter is here forever in the Northeast of the United States.
I know. I'm flying to San Diego to see Megan, and it's supposed to be a snowstorm again.
Last time
I flew to San Diego, it was in a blizzard, and now I'm flying to San Diego again in a blizzard, and that was like months ago.
I know. I cannot wrap my head around the fact that it's April. So I was in Louisiana. It was 78 and sunny. It was beautiful. Oof. I was drinking beer outside.
Was it humid?
Listening
or no?
To Cajun music. No, it was not humid, which is why don't go to Louisiana after April.
Right.
Go like in the spring.
Yeah. Cajun music.
Yes.
Was their triangle.
No, but there was definitely accordion and fiddle.
Well, Randy's and people singing. Not doing his job.
Yeah, no, Randy. I did not see Randy. But
he got eaten by a gator.
He did.
You see a gator walking by, you hear ting 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 from its stomach.
It's like the Peter Pan crocodile with the clock.
But it got Randy.
Yeah. oh no, Randy. His mom's just wandering around campus.
Randy. He's eating the gator now. But I hear him playing those hard out in there. Ting, ting, ting.
There's just a Cajun band, and then there's a gator next to the Cajun band just sitting there. And you just
hear like, muffled triangle.
Anyway. But it was really good. But like the band. Okay, so apparently in Louisiana, it's like such a huge music place. Like
yeah.
Everyone plays instruments there. And
right. It's
and
like actually part of the culture. Go
yes,
figure.
Yeah. And dancing is too.
Mm-hmm.
But like we went to this brewery and for free, a Grammy winning band was playing
that's
because
awesome.
That's just how many really good groups. My friend Maria was explaining to me. She's like, it's a supply and demand problem because there are so many amazing groups.
Yeah.
And there aren't enough places for people to see them. So like you could just get multiple Grammy award winning bands who all want to be playing at the same place.
Right.
And
the crazy thing that I found in New Orleans was that we went out to a bar with live music and saw this amazing band and people just like roll up to the bar with like their trombone in a case and they've been like drinking beers at other bars and they come in and they're like, hey, can I sit in? And they just like pull out their trombone and amazingly jam along and then are like, all right, see ya. And then like have a beer and go play with the next band next door.
They
like,
just go bone it up.
They just bone from bar to bar.
Boning from bar to bar. That trombonist's autobiography.
Exactly.
But yeah, so it was beautiful. And then I came back on Sunday and I woke up on Monday morning to 4 inches of snow on the ground.
Ugh.
It was depressing.
Winter, go away.
I know. We're like, I don't know, doing the like worst form of comedy, which is like the weather just sucks and men are like this.
Well, I have a better form of comedy. I just realized that the trombone player should go from band to band saying, mind if I slide in? So there's that.
That's very good. And that's not even a boning joke. It's a trombone joke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm keeping it clean.
Yeah.
The PG crowd.
Sure.
Well, we are here at Song Salad.
We are not PG.
We're not PG. We are explicit.
We are explicit. We got
and
that.
You've been warned.
We've got that explicit tag.
Especially if you listen to our jerkin episode last week, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. What is Song Salad, though?
Well, Song Salad is a podcast where we take a random genre of music, combine it with a random topic from Wikipedia, and turn it into a song.
And we do that with the help of you, all of you wonderful people who have been sending in salad spinners. We are abundant.
We got a lot.
Our cup runneth over. Our salad bowl runneth over with salad spinners.
So
it's
if
great.
If you sent us one and you haven't heard it yet, never fear. We haven't skipped you. We just have a lot to
get
through.
We pretend like we have a system of whose goes next, but we don't because week to week we forget what we've done and then we just pick one.
Yep.
But we have a lot of lists from a lot of great people, including some new people who have submitted salad spinners, which are a sound effect or noise or impression or something we do to make a noise while we spin the button. We spin the button. That's
spin
not
the
right.
Button.
Well, we click the button or
click,
the salad
click
spinner.
The button spin.
This is just now it's a word salad
mm-hmm.
that I made with my mouth.
This week's salad spinner comes from new/loyal listener Bethany Crystal at Bethany Mars. And she says, hey, Song Salad Cast, I have a salad spinner suggestion for you. Your impression of any farm animal as a spin instructor.
Interesting. Wait, didn't someone respond to this tweet?
Yes, it was our friend Matthew McDonough.
Yes, Matthew McDonough of Waffle Sunday Podcast.
He responded on our Facebook post.
That's
with some
right.
Very good suggestions.
I know. And now those are in my head, and I'm going to try not to say them.
We can't use them.
I know. We definitely can't.
So, farm animal as a spin instructor.
Farm animal as a spin instructor.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have an idea.
Okay.
And I don't know how probable this, like, motivational yell is going to be.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you really need this muscles. This muscle group in spinning.
Okay.
But I'm going to do it.
I mean, I think you use most muscles in spinning.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Come on, ladies, put your backs into it.
So you were questioning whether you have to use your back muscles in spinning?
Yeah.
I'm sure you do.
Sure.
Well, that was very good.
Spin.
And that was clearly a chicken.
A chicken?
I'm kidding. Spin.
TV theme music.
Interesting.
Interesting produce section. What have you given us?
Broad, but...
intriguing.
Intriguing and relatable.
Yes. Yes.
Especially since we recently did a salad spinner about children's theme songs. Children's TV theme songs.
That's right. I did Eureka's Castle. I forgot.
Right. So things like that.
Yeah. But it could be anything. It
could be anything. I mean, TV theme music is genre spanning.
True. Yes.
But, you know, certain TV themes have similar characteristics and qualities.
Most salient TV theme song in your mind, go.
The Full House.
Me too.
Theme song. Yeah.
Me too. It must be our generation.
Yeah.
Full House.
Like that's the quintessential what a TV theme sounds like.
Everywhere you look.
Yeah.
Everywhere you look.
Or if you go a little bit further back, Cheers.
Yep.
Where everybody knows your name. And all of these theme songs sort of sum up the point of the show.
Yeah. You know? It's like, well, it's the more, it's like the moral of the show.
Right. This one's about family.
Yeah.
This one's about a place where all your friends go.
Yeah.
Or friends.
No one told you life was gonna be this way.
Clap, 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 clap.
Come, 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 come. Yeah. So that's an intriguing problem to solve.
It is.
Depending on the topic we get.
Right.
Because we're probably not going to get a TV show.
It has happened in the past.
It has happened. But so we're going to need to conceive of or find a way to relate it to a television program.
Yeah, basically make an idea for a TV show out of whatever topic we get and then boil that down into its essential parts and make a theme for it.
And
yeah, the theme song, you know, just logistically, they're short.
Mm-hmm.
They're catchy.
Catchy as fuck.
They have like a distinct hook to them.
Well, the ones with lyrics do.
Well,
even the instrumental ones are catchy.
Right. But we have to do lyrics.
Oh, of course we have to do lyrics. But I'm thinking like Seinfeld. I'm thinking Parks and Rec.
Yep.
That's like super recognizable.
The Office.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This will be fun.
This will be really fun. What should we use as an example? Should we do Full House?
I think we got to do Full House.
All right. Let's find out. Is there a name for that song?
The Full House theme song. I don't know. It would be called like the Milkman, the Paperboy. Actually, the Milkman and the Paperboy sounds like a Regina Spektor song.
So here is the theme song to Full House that we think is just called Everywhere You Look.
Yes. And it's going to be... like, we'll try to fast forward you to the hook because it's a much longer song that was cut for the TV show. Yeah.
This was performed by Jesse Frederick, who co-wrote the song with writing partner Bennett Salvey and series creator Jeff Franklin. Oh, so the series creator was actually involved in helping to create the theme song.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
You want someone who's intimately familiar with the show?
Mm-hmm. Let's see if there is a person who has written the most TV theme songs.
I'm sure. Who is the Randy Newman of TV theme songs?
Oh, there's W.G. Snuffy Walden, who wrote the music for Roseanne, My So-Called Life, The Wonder Years, Ellen, and all of Aaron Sorkin's TV shows.
Whoa, that's a lot.
And he did Friday Night Lights, Huge, Felicity, Men of a Certain Age, Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, and more. Wow.
Wow.
So.
That's a lot. I don't
good job,
know if that's
Snuffy.
The most, but good job, Snuffy.
Ray Colcord wrote the themes to Dinosaurs and Boy Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Facts of Life, too. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life.
So, in addition to being song salad composers this week, we also need to be
show creators.
The showrunner of a one podcast only TV show.
Yeah. All right. We can do this.
We can do this.
We can pitch a series.
We've done
series.
Weirder things before.
Yeah.
We had a whole song about Mom's Best Lard and you were King George. Right? Remember mm-hmm. that? George
one of the Georges.
Like a later George.
Yes. We should get our topic, which means I need to think of a farm animal spin instructor, which I still haven't done.
I have never seen Scott as stymied by a salad spinner as this.
I know. Okay, I've got it.
Okay.
Come on, ladies, you're moving like alpaca turtles.
Alpaca?
It's an alpaca.
Okay.
Being self-referential. Spin.
Spin.
Our topic this week.
Gliding. New Zealand.
Gliding, New Zealand.
That was not
New Zealand.
New Zealand. No, that's bad.
Gliding New Zealand.
It's gliding
New Zealand. That's better.
That's better.
I was trying. I needed to make it more forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta. You just gotta think of Flight of the Conchords.
I also am thinking of a cooking show I watched on Netflix called Zumbo's Just Desserts.
Oh yeah, I watched a couple episodes of that.
It's really good, but the accents are thick.
Yeah.
And there's
THICC, thick accents.
The thing that stuck out to me most is when they say the word so,
mm-hmm.
they put like four diphthongs into the word so.
Yeah.
In a New Zealand accent. It sounds like soy.
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 I was going to make my cake, so I put in chocolate.
Wait, but what's our topic?
Our topic is gliding New Zealand.
Gliding New Zealand, which already sounds like it could be a TV show.
So fun. Gliding New Zealand, GNZ, controls the sport of gliding in New Zealand.
Controls it.
Apparently. For those clubs and other organizations that are affiliated to it. It sets standards and manages the training of pilots, instructors, engineers, and tow pilots. Mm. It also organizes contests, selects teams for world competitions, and represents New Zealand on the International Gliding Commission.
I'm covering the screen.
Okay.
I am blown away by the year that this was founded. Did you see it?
I did not see it.
Guess what year this was founded.
When did people start gliding?
Yes.
1936.
Oh, fuck you. No, 47. Oh. Damn it.
Well, when you say I'm blown away, it means it must be old.
Yeah. Well, it's like, okay, but like that was 2 years after World War II and people yeah. were gliding?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, planes already had motors. It's easy to take them away.
I mean, I guess. I wonder when hang gliding started. I'll figure that out.
Well, that's part of all our research.
Yes. Okay. So this is what we're talking about, right? We're talking about like hang gliding.
I wonder if it's hang gliding or if it's like
glider planes. Right.
Maybe it's both. Maybe it covers all of those bases.
We should go to their official website, gliding.co.nz.
We should. But first.
Yes.
New Zealand Gliding Association. Was founded in 1947 and was renamed Gliding New Zealand in August 2000 because Y2K came and everyone was like, we need to make it cool.
New Zealand Gliding Association was not Y2K compatible.
No.
Yeah.
GNZ is authorized under regulations called Part 149 by New Zealand Civil Aviation Authority that allows it to conduct flying training courses for pilots, instructors, engineers, and tow pilots, conduct competency assessments, authorized glider maintenance, and to administer the associated personnel certification processes.
Oh boy, snooze fest.
I know. It does a lot.
It has made... Okay, so the rest of this is just like the things that it does, basically. like the functions of it as an organization, they could not make gliding any less interesting. I really don't think that they could. There are 25 constituent members, meaning clubs and schools, and they represent about 900 pilots who operate 360 gliders.
It's got to be glider planes.
Oh my God.
It represents 8% yeah. of all registered aircraft in New Zealand.
New Zealand, what are you doing?
We've got a lot of cliffs and we got to jump off of them.
What are you doing, New Zealand? 8%? That's so many.
That's a lot.
Unless they only have 4 planes in all of New Zealand.
Or they're unregistered.
Yeah, I guess so. Black market.
Let's go to the website.
Yeah, let's go to the website.
We have information.
Sort of. Sort of, sort of.
We sort of have information about 2 topics.
Gliding.
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 I don't think that's it. Let's look at the FAQ.
Yeah, let's talk about gliders.
FAQ.
FEQ.
FEQ.
FEQ. Yeah, that's good.
Why fly gliders?
Why fly gliders?
Good. Why fly gliders?
Gliders.
Learning to fly glider is a challenge. Not mm-hmm. so hard it can't be done, but hard enough to be a very satisfying achievement.
Mm.
What is harder is to become really good at it. No glider pilot can sit back and say, there are no more challenges for me.
Oh, boy.
Gliding for many becomes a sport for life.
Oh.
Beside personal achievement, gliding opens a new perspective on the natural world. Clouds, winds, birds.
Beds.
Bids. The sky. And the landscape all take on a new significance. There is also comradeship through pilots sharing similar experiences found nowhere else because no one else can get that high. And because glider flying is a cooperative venture shared by volunteers.
Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
These people would be BFFs with the chameleon people.
True.
That's all I'm going to say.
There's got to be gliding podcasts.
Oh, okay.
Also, glider pilot is a good sentence to say in a New Zealand accent.
Glider pilot.
And then the second question is flying a glider difficult?
You just said it was.
The answer is no.
Oh, well, fuck me then.
Basically, it says you need to use your hands and feet simultaneously to do different things and to interpret your surroundings and react accordingly.
That sounds very hard.
Well, New Zealand has a different standard for their citizens than America.
I guess so. Oh, my goodness. Okay, then the third question, please read it.
How do I get a taste of gliding?
A taste. A test?
Gliding.
A test.
A taste of gliding. Bin, what do you do, Bin?
Okay, that's the second piece of information we have, is we looked up how to do a New England accent.
New Zealand?
Park the car, have it yet.
we looked up how to do a New England accent, and we're great at it.
Yeah, we're
that's,
super
that's
good.
That's the second piece of
we're
information.
We're super good at that. A New Zealand accent. And we found this, you know, just a woman who does it on an amateur basis. You know, she's not like a famous accent person or anything, but her, like, trigger sentence is Ben, what are you doing over there? Which became Bin, what are you doing over there?
Bin, what are you doing over there?
So it's all the like all the E sounds and the longer vowel sounds
like
just kind of like shorten
mm-hmm. become like I and E.
Yeah.
And that's why so becomes like
so Bin.
What are you doing over there?
And then like this other girl that we looked up was trying to say,
Bin, are you glider pilot?
She's trying to say, get on the deck. She's saying, dick.
Get on the dick.
Bin. What are you doing on the dick?
Get off the dick, Bin.
Bin.
Glider pilot.
Lend your glider on the dick.
Bin. Lend your glider on the dick.
Come on, Irish. I know. Feel like I'm only talking in the first centimeter of my mouth. Bean. Bean.
People from New Zealand are very small.
They're Lilliputians.
Hobbits.
Yeah. Right. Hobbits. Oh.
Okay.
If you're from New Zealand, please get at us and shame us. Shame us publicly on Twitter, please. So gliding. Okay. So what do these things look like? Let's talk about gliders.
They look like very small planes.
They look like entirely way too small planes.
And very aerodynamic and streamlined. They're like little pods that you would see in a like alien type movie where people hibernate for long-term space flight, but then you put wings on the side of them.
That's specific.
Yeah.
I was going to say they look like, you know, drone planes.
Oh.
They look like drone planes, but you put a person in them.
Well, that's exactly accurate.
Yes. So they do not have engines or any way of like self-propelling, which is the scariest part to me.
So when we mentioned in the Wikipedia article, tow pilots,
yeah,
you actually have to like use a plane with an engine and a tether.
An engine.
A tether.
Yeah.
To pull these gliders into the air, and then you cut the cord and let them fly.
Basically, you are getting into a big kite,
yep,
and you are letting someone drag you around like a kite, and then they let you go.
And then you have to figure out how you can land the thing.
How do you land a glider?
It's on just like two thin wheels.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
And they have their wingspans are huge.
Huge wingspans. And you just fly around Middle Earth, basically.
Yeah. Everyone knows that Lord of the Rings was shot in New Zealand, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
That's what made New Zealand famous.
You know, it's so funny. No one even lived there until Lord of the Rings came
out. It's true.
And then everyone saw how pretty it was, and they were like, oh, we should live there.
Well, makes sense. I have the accent. Might as well move there.
Bin. Let's move to New Zealand.
Let's move.
Move is good. That's good.
Bin, let's move to the dick.
So now you've heard all the lyrics to the song because those are the only words we can even try to say.
But little known fact, when people in New Zealand sing, it sounds like a Connecticut accent.
Totally normal. It's so weird. It's so weird.
So weird. All right. We need to write... Was I recording any of that? Yeah. We need to write.
Thank Jesus. Thank Jesus. Jesus.
Are you recording?
What was that? Requiting? Oh, guys.
I'm from a really deep part of New Zealand.
Yeah. Inside Mordor. That's where you're from.
I'm half person, half sheep. Soy. We need a genre, and I think I found it.
How did you find it?
I looked up the most popular songs in New Zealand right now, like the top 40, that were from artists from New Zealand, not from imports, you know, of music.
So you didn't just look up what the most nasal genre
I did not look up the most nasal genre.
Okay.
No. One of the most popular bands right now in New Zealand is called 660.
660.
S-I-X-6-0.
Okay.
And it's like five guys, I think. But they're like, it's not like a boy band. They're like, they seem like they're in their like 30s.
A man band.
It's a man band.
Uh-huh.
The style of music, that and other artists that are also in like the top 40 right now that seems popular is like that sort of as if Jason Mraz or who's the other person I referenced?
Ed Sheeran?
Yeah. Well, Ed Sheeran's already doing it. But
Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson, yeah. If like Jason Mraz or Jack Johnson were doing like club songs now, and not like down and dirty club songs, but just like putting an electronic beat behind those kind of like very melodic, poppy, lyrical songs, and with Ed Sheeran, songs like Shape of You, you know, or what's that other song by Charlie Puth, You Just Want Attention, that song,
things like that.
Those are the really popular songs in New Zealand right now.
So it's like the club songs where you just like, you'd still be dancing, but you'd be making out while you were dancing.
Yeah. And it actually takes like vocal artistry. Well, yeah, I mean, that's what clubs are, right? Just like
you dance and you make out.
You just make eight. Make eight.
You make it.
There's got to be another word for make out, like snog or something.
It's probably snog.
Snig.
Snig. Snog. Snig. You snig. You snig your mates.
So I think.
Clib.
The clib. I think we should do our TV theme song in that kind of like positive, upbeat kind of modern day pop club style.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a nice, and I think keeping it in the family, so to speak, like keeping it within New Zealand feels right. Good.
That was why I did that as my search, because I figured that would probably be the best way to do it. Just to give you all at home a sense of what we're going for, here is a little bit of Closer by 660.
660.
660.
There you go.
Clueless, you got me clueless. See, I don't know what it is, but you have it. When you started moving, don't stop moving. Let me get closer to you. Closer to you, closer, closer. This night is overdue. I can't help myself. One thing I wanna do is get closer to you, closer to you, closer, closer. Closer, closer.
So I have something to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Ivan died on Wednesday, 12 July, at home surrounded by his family.
Ivan?
He did.
Who's Ivan?
He was a glider pilot.
Wait, what?
So I went to the news page on Gliding New Zealand.
Is that the latest news?
That's the latest news.
Did he have a crash?
From July. No, he was an old man.
Oh.
And he made his own coffin. In the last few weeks of his life.
It's got a huge wingspan. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
They just flew it over and just let it glide. Though, honestly, wouldn't surprise me if they let people do that in New Zealand. Yeah. But they decorate his granddaughter and eldest daughter decorated it with messages from close friends and family and paintings of his glider over Mount Cook.
Oh, wow.
His coffin was decorated. He was Mount Kick. He was an air cadet. For almost 70 years.
Jeez.
And he was a foundation member of the Nelson Gliding Club. And he was a gliding champion. It represented New Zealand in the World Gliding Championships. That's a typo. Championships. In the USA in 1970 and France in 1978. And Ivan was certainly one of our real characters in gliding. And his friendship will be sorely missed.
I have a question.
What is your question?
How do you compete in gliding?
So I'm wondering, because the second to most recent news after Ivan is dead is Gliding New Zealand Conference award winners.
Okay.
But the awards are all for things like friendship.
Friendship.
Like the friendship kip. Is awarded for outstanding contribution to the gliding movement during the previous year. There's the Air New Zealand Soaring Award, awarded to the pilot who has shown the most significant improvement in their personal standard. There's also the Rothmans Challenge Gold Cup, who has attained the highest handicapped speed over an FIA 28% 300 kilometer triangular course. I think it's like how fast you can fly certain courses or how long you can fly.
Without landing,
I guess.
How long you can stay airborne without an engine.
Or how quickly or deftly you can maneuver things.
Okay.
I think.
Well, all good to know.
Yeah. So now if that's going to be our like kind of upbeat, now we need like a concept for the TV show.
Exactly.
Which I have an idea.
Tell me.
So you know what everybody loves?
Raymond. Raymond.
Debra!
Debra?
Debra!
Debra! Debra!
It's funny in any accent. Debra.
Get me down out the sky, Debra. I'm gliding. How'd I get up here?
I'm gliding, Debra!
How do I land?
I I don't know.
Let me tell you what everyone loves.
What does everyone love?
First responders.
Go on.
What if this was like Baywatch or Chicago Fire or NYPD Blue,
gliders.
But they use gliders. It's like the glider fleet. And when a hiker gets stranded on Mount Kick or whatever,
right,
then they send the glider out to get him.
I like it.
And it doesn't make any sense because you can't put a hurt person in your glider because there's only room for one person.
I rescued him. Send a tow plane. Yeah. Why didn't you take the tow plane to begin with? Doesn't matter. I glided.
So I want it to be, it needs to be a first, like a
Chicago Fire.
Yes.
Or like a,
like Baywatch.
NYPD Blue, yeah. Baywatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's got to be. Or like
Rescuers Down Under.
Hawaii 5-0, which is more of like a detective show,
that's
right?
That's detective.
But still, it was like, it had that same like location-based crime solving. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it was about the place.
Like Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. But yeah.
Okay. So we are writing a TV theme about these gliding first responders.
Yes. We need a good title for this TV show.
We need a really good title. And Gliding New Zealand is not quite it.
No, it has to be like Sky
of Rescue,
Hope.
Sky of Hope. Like soaring for justice. Kiwi Conquests.
Kiwi Conquests. That's a porn. It's 100% a porn. Oh, God. Just the yelling, about so many dicks.
Kiwi Conquest, dicks.
Kiwi.
What if it's a play on New Zealand, like new.
New Sea Land.
No. No. New idea.
New. Hobbit Hospital.
Hobbit Hospital. It's closer.
Kiwi Pilot Glider Fly. Like Tinker Tailor Soldier Fly. Kiwi Pilot Glider Fly.
Close. Glide about. Go for a glide about. That sound was Shannon hitting her own head with the microphone.
Why is this so hard tonight? This should be so easy. Our listeners are probably like screaming at us for whatever the perfect title is.
Wingspin.
Wingspin is
funny.
But
it's Wingspan.
Yeah.
But it, to everyone outside of New Zealand, it sounds like Wingspin.
Wingspin.
Wingspin. Wingspin.
Wingspin.
That's our show.
Yes.
And it's a rescue show.
Yes.
With gliders.
With gliders.
Inexplicably.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a bunch of old Kiwis.
And basically, whenever they rescue someone, they're like, I got to him.
they just bring him a sandwich and then they glide away.
He must be hungry.
Yeah. They just airdrop a little sandwich and then they just keep going. Yeah. Okay.
Great. Here we go.
Oh, man. Finally.
Do you have lyrics?
I have lyrics.
Lyrics?
Lyrics. I have lyrics.
Wids?
Wids, I've got wids for this thing.
Great.
Okay. We got a verse. We got a pre-chorus.
Kay.
We got a chorus.
Great.
And it's all about being a rescue glider pilot that can't rescue anybody.
Wingspin.
Okay, here we go. Open sky, distant ground, no sound but the pound of my heart at the start of the tow plane soaring round. And then the pre-chorus, who needs my help out in the WAPS tonight?
In the WAPS?
In the WAPS.
What's a WAPS?
The WAPS is short for WAP WAPS, which is...
Great.
Yep. So,
clear.
Question answered, which is Kiwi slang for like the bush, like out in the wilderness.
WAPS.
The WAPS.
Okay.
Or the WAP WAPS. How can I save them when my cockpit's so tight?
Kick pit.
my kick pit. And then here is the chorus. I'll glide on my fiberglass wings, bring them buddies and things where they lay. And buddies is short for like a butter sandwich.
Buddies.
Buddies.
Just need a biddy.
I just need a biddy. Yeah. I'll glide on my fiberglass wings, bring them buddies and things where they lay. Oh, glide from the shore to the hills, throw them pills since I can't glide them home.
So it's just a like mission to drop necessary provisions on people that are in distress in the bush.
Yeah, because they can't do anything else.
Really. Great.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
The theme from Wingspan.
Wingspan. Tell me about your bend.
Yeah. So I noticed that in a lot of these songs, they are driven by sort of an electric guitar loop. Mm-hmm. That then gets layered with bass, usually a synthesizer bass, something kind of like punchy and fun, and then synthesizer backgrounds for chords, and usually like an electronic beat that involves clapping.
Okay.
And then the vocals I'm gonna do will be like that Charlie Puth, Sam Smith, Ed Sheeran style, like falsetto-y, but very rangy, melodic lines in a New Zealand accent.
Yep.
So we'll see how it goes.
It's going to go bad.
It'll be great.
I'm going to tell you right now, it will be bid.
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 Are we calling this Theme from Wingspan?
Theme from Wingspan. I think that's probably the best, other than Glide Them Home, which is also a pretty funny title.
Because they're not.
Yeah, because they're not at all.
Yeah. Well, here is the theme from Wingspan, Glide Them Home.
A TV theme song about gliding New Zealand.
By Shannon and Scott.
Open sky, distant ground, no sound but the pound of my heart, it the start of the tow plane soaring.
You lost your puff.
My piff.
Piff.
My piff fill if. My piff
your,
fill
your,
if.
Your pip filter.
My pip filter.
We're good at accents.
We are so bad at accents.
Well, this is what we get paid to do, so.
Yeah, and if you're one of the people who pay us for this, we're so sorry.
And you're welcome.
You can stop at any time.
No, don't say that.
I mean, don't stop because, like, it's very nice that we get all of our hosting fees paid and we pay for our website and new equipment when we need it.
And hopefully some advertising soon.
Yes, advertising soon.
But we got ahead of ourselves.
We did.
Let's debrief.
Debrief? We can debrief on the song that you sang.
Sing?
Skit? It's definitely not skit.
Your New Zealand accent is just so slow.
Because I'm thinking so hard.
I know.
Every word. I'm thinking so hard.
Just remember Bean.
Bean, who's on the dick.
Bean.
Bean. What are you doing on the dick?
Well, I would watch that TV show.
Wingspan.
Wingspan.
Yeah, I would watch Wingspan.
Mm-hmm.
Probably I wouldn't understand it. I had to put a closed captioning on.
Yes.
For sure.
For sure. There were some times when I was watching Zumbo's Just Desserts where I had to put on the subtitles.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it can be pretty thick.
Yeah. Especially when they're talking in like technical terms about like baking supplies and measurements just, like, and things.
Double unfamiliar.
And like 3 kilo baking flour. And I'm like, oh, 3 kilos of baking flour. That would be a huge cake. 3 kilos.
That's a lot
that's
of 6 flour.
Pounds of flour.
That's a lot of flour. I like our little TV theme song.
I like it too.
It's very cute.
Well, if you like TV theme songs and Gliding New Zealand, you might like some of our back catalog.
Please subscribe to us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Blueberry, on
Satchel.
Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Rate and review us on iTunes. It helps us get noticed. And if you give us a review, we'll shout you out.
Yep, we certainly will. Just like Mrs. Will Shakes, who is not Mr. Swill Shakes.
But she took it in stride.
She did take it in stride. Thank you so much. And Quentin A. Palmgrants, get at us.
Get at us.
Yeah, we thank you so much for your review also. You can suggest salad spinner suggestions.
Just like Bethany Crystal.
Yes, on Twitter at Song Salad Cast, or join our Facebook group. We added some more people to our Facebook group.
Woo.
We are Song Salad Podcast - the produce section.
If you watch the Netflix documentary Wild Wild Country, it's a lot like that.
We didn't talk about it, did we?
Not yet.
Holy crap. That is crazy. Go watch Wild Wild Country. Talk to us in the Facebook group. Put something in the Facebook group about Wild Wild Country. We
join
will respond.
Join our cult. Join our virtual Rajneesh Param.
We're just naked and flailing all the time in the produce section. JK, JK, we're not. But in Rajneesh Param, they sure were.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we're...
Bean.
Bean?
One, two,
on the dick.
Three,
Bean. What are you doing on the dick, Bean? Why is my voice so high when I do it?
Get off the dick, Bean.
Bean, what are you doing on the dick, Bean?
That was good.
Thank you.